Masechta Shvius, Perek Hay, Mishnah Zion. The Mishnayos continue discussing what one is allowed to or not allowed to sell to Am Haaretz because of the possibility that he may come to transgress the halachas of Shemitah. Mishnah Zion. Hayetzer, a potter, Mecher Chamesh Kadei Shemen, V'Chamesh Esrei Kadei Yain. He's allowed to sell 5 jugs for oil and 15 jugs for wine to an Am Haaretz to be able to store the oil and wine during the Shemitah year. Shekein Darkei Lahavi Min HaHefker, because this amount is not so significant, and it's the normal amount that a person would collect for himself from the Hefker on Shemitah. For all the fruits are Hefker, he'd collect that amount for himself to use, and so that much you can sell to him. However, if he has already collected more produce, more than that amount, and he needs Imhevi Yaser, he already collected more. Imhevi Yaser Mikan Mutter. If he collected more than this amount, it's permissible. You're allowed to sell him more storage jugs than the amounts listed before, because after the fact, we don't suspect him that he took it for in a improper way. And you're also allowed to sell greater quantities of these jugs to non-Jews, even in Eretz Yisrael, and we're not concerned that they're going to sell them to Am Haaretz at a larger scale. Uli Yisrael b'chutzlaretz, and one is allowed to sell them to a Jew who's Am Haaretz outside of Eretz Yisrael, and we're not concerned that he's going to bring them into Eretz Yisrael and misuse the Shemitah produce. Mishnah Ches. Beishamai Aimrim lo yimker leparah chareshes b'shvius. Beishamai says that one is not allowed to sell a plowing cow, a cow that's trained to plow the field. On the Shemitah year, it can't be sold to Am Haaretz because he's going to use this for plowing the field on Shemitah, which is not allowed. Ubeishil matirim. Beishil says it's mutter, it's allowed. Mepnei shu yachal l'shachta, because the buyer potentially can slaughter the cow and eat it. And so it has dual purpose. We've mentioned previously anything that has a dual purpose. Some could be used for heter, could be used for iser. So you're allowed to sell it to the Am Haaretz, and you don't have to be concerned they're going to use it for something that's usser. Meshameh, on the other hand, here holds that a cow that was trained to plow, it's a waste to slaughter it, and he's obviously not going to slaughter it, and he's going to use it for plowing. The Mishnah continues. Meicher leperis afilu b'shas hazera. You're allowed to sell him produce even at the time of planting. You don't have to be concerned that he's going to use the produce for planting, because he could use it for eating. Umasha lai sasa, you're allowed to lend to him your saw measuring measuring tool. You're allowed to lend it to him afal pishu yadea sheish lai garen, even though you know that the Am Haaretz has a garen, he has a threshing floor, and there's a potential that he may use it for a large scale harvesting and storing away the produce of Shemitah, which is not allowed, but he also may use it for his own personal use, and so since it has dual purpose, it's allowed to be sold to a Am Haaretz. Uparet le'mais, afa pisha yedea sheish le'parelem. You're allowed to give him change for his money and take larger coins and give them into smaller prutas, smaller coins, even though you know that he has workers who did malacha for him on the Shemitah year, and you're potentially helping him pay off his workers that did malacha that was not allowed on Shemitah. Even still, it's not for definite that that's what he's going to do with the money. He may use it for his other personal needs, and since it has dual purpose, it's allowed to be done for a Am Haaretz on Shemitah. V'kulan beferish, but all these different things, if beferish, it was explicit that the Am Haaretz said that he's going to use these things for the purpose of transgressing the halachas of Shemitah, then asurin, it's forbidden to aid the Am Haaretz in his forbidden activity.